So, you've got the land, you've got the vision, but now comes the big question. Who actually builds your dream home? Today, we're digging into a choice that can make or break your entire building experience.
Right, and honestly, one of the most misunderstood decisions families face. A lot of people think a custom home builder and a general contractor are basically the same thing, different titles for the same job. But the reality? They're fundamentally different roles.
Let's start there. What's the core difference?
A custom home builder is your strategic partner from day one. They guide you through the entire process: lot selection, architectural design, permitting, budgeting, construction management, even warranty. They're like the project CEO, orchestrating everything around your specific lifestyle vision.
And a general contractor?
General contractors typically step in after you already have plans and a defined scope. Their core role is executing those plans, coordinating labor, hiring subcontractors, managing the build. They're construction coordinators, not necessarily lifestyle consultants.
So timing is huge here. The builder comes in during pre-construction, but the GC arrives later?
Exactly. Custom builders engage in pre-construction activities like land due diligence, feasibility studies, early budgeting. They're helping you figure out if your vision is even possible on that sloped lot before you're emotionally or financially committed. General contractors often enter once major design decisions are locked, which can lead to late-stage compromises or surprise change orders.
Mm-hmm. That tracks.
And that's where budget chaos creeps in.
Projects managed by a general contractor based on pre-existing plans tend to face more budget challenges if unforeseen conditions or design flaws emerge during construction. With a custom builder using a design-build model, the design and construction teams are integrated, so you get better cost control and fewer change orders from the start.
That point about design-build integration sets up our next piece: how project management actually differs. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Building a new home or planning a major renovation in Southwest Missouri? Alexander Custom Homes, LLC brings 5 generations of building experience to families in Springfield, Joplin, and the wider region. They focus on custom design build projects, guiding you through the entire process with detailed written line item estimates, clear communication, and a focus on staying on schedule and on budget. Learn more at alexandercustomhomesllc.com. Picking up on design build integration, how does that translate into the day-to-day homeowner experience?
Well, a custom builder's project manager owns the entire schedule, coordinating numerous trade partners, controlling costs, maintaining tight communication with you and the design team from pre-construction through punch list. Their explicit goal is reducing your stress. Realistic timelines, clear selection milestones, proactive change order management.
And with a general contractor?
General contractors manage trades and schedules too, but their remit is narrower. They're judged on whether the plans are executed, not necessarily on whether the plans serve your family's lifestyle or long-term maintenance reality. If the GC didn't help design it, cost overruns often emerge through change order creep when hidden conditions collide with homeowner expectations.
So there's ownership of the outcome beyond the construction process itself.
Exactly. Custom builders tie your lifestyle priorities into the floor plan, structural choices, mechanical systems. In Southwest Missouri, that means integrating climate realities, humidity, storms, freeze-thaw cycles, and rural infrastructure needs like septic, wells, driveways across clay or rock.
I see what you mean.
I remember walking through a renovation once where the mudroom was basically a closet. No room for boots, coats, or anything practical for a family with 3 kids and a farm. The original builder just followed the plans without thinking about how the family actually lived. General contractors can build high-quality structures, but they rarely frame their role around long-term family rhythms, storage needs, or aging in place unless the architect pushes those requirements explicitly.
Like a garage facing the wrong direction for prevailing winds, or insufficient storage for the way people actually use their space?
Exactly those kinds of things. No one was responsible for translating abstract lifestyle conversations into concrete design. That's where the custom builder's full-service approach really shines.
So to everyone listening, How do you know which path is right for your project?
For a ground-up custom home on acreage or a complex lifestyle-driven design, a custom home builder is usually the right choice. They integrate design, budget, site, and construction into one accountable relationship. They're best when you want someone thinking about your family's next 20 years rather than only the next 12 months of construction.
And when does a general contractor make sense?
General contractors are suitable for projects where you already have detailed plans and prefer to manage some design aspects yourself, or you have a more straightforward build on a simple lot. The trade-off is that you, rather than the GC, must coordinate the emotional, financial, and lifestyle alignment across multiple parties.
Have you ever wondered what separates a smooth building experience from a budget nightmare? Often it comes down to choosing the right partner at the right stage, the right person who owns the process from start to finish.
Definitely. And in markets where licensing is patchwork and word of mouth carries enormous weight, the custom builder's reputation for process, along with craftsmanship, is what protects homeowners from those horror stories. That reputation becomes your shield, if you will.
One more thing. What about licensing in Missouri? That's got to be confusing.
It is. There's no statewide general contractor license in Missouri. Licensing is handled at the municipal or county level, so homeowners need to verify local requirements. The Missouri Division of Professional Registration oversees specific trades, like electrical contractors, but doesn't cover general contracting. So you really have to do your homework on who you're hiring.
So trust becomes the deciding factor.
Absolutely. Many families will pay more for a builder who owns the whole process, screens trades, stands behind warranties, and communicates like a long-term partner rather than a short-term vendor. You're paying for peace of mind as much as construction expertise.
We've unpacked the core differences: scope, timing, accountability. What's your biggest takeaway for families starting this process?
Know what you're buying. You're purchasing a future lifestyle along with walls and roofs. Choose a partner who understands that and can translate your vision into a home you'll love living in for decades. Think long term, because that home will shape how your family grows and lives.
Couldn't have said it better. Thanks for walking us through this. The choice truly shapes the entire building experience.